Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, good morning. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here on the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, streaming worldwide at cjsf.ca. Today, in our new series, we are looking at people's passion, their project, and their purpose. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to contact a really amazing, fantastic musician, Laser Current. Laser, say good morning to the people.
Greetings and good morning to each and everyone who is tuned in to your program. It's a pleasure being here. Thank you for having me. And I want to say enough love and respect to all your listening audience.
Right. And you hail from, you're a son of two great cities, both Jamaica and Toronto. Now you are here in Toronto, right?
Yes, I'm originally from Jamaica, just in and out of that before. I went back to Jamaica in 2003, where I worked on various projects, and I came back in 2019 due to, my son and issues that he had. And I found myself stuck here in Toronto because I have to make sure that he's okay. So I've been paying a lot of attention to him. But during that process, during that time period, I've been working musically, putting out songs here and there. And, this new song here entitled Jane and Finch is something that I was able to create from being at Jane and Finch, and it's a song that's doing quite well. A lot of people are paying attention to it, so I give thanks.
Okay, so in this new Saluau speak up, listen up, act upon, I'm asking about your project, your purpose, your passion. So tell us a little bit more about this project, Jane and Finch.
Well, Jane and Finch, like I said, I was at Jane and Finch and at a studio. And the engineer or the producer, wanted me to, do something for his studio. And he started playing a bunch of rhythms. And the particular rhythm that Jane and Finch is on came up, and as I looked over the balcony and looked at, because it was night, and I looked over the balcony, I saw the beautiful lights and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, the idea of the melody came to my head. And I started singing the melody on top of the rhythm, and we found that it worked. And I started creating the lyrics and the melodies for the song right there and then. We got to a certain, maybe about half, first verse, whatever. And I took it home because it was getting late and stuff, and I was getting a little bit tired too. So I took it home and I wrote all the lyrics, and we went back and we did a rough copy of it, rough voicing of it. And we corrected what needed to be corrected. And, then it got to a point where it was fine, it was good. And so we've recorded it, mixed it, and mastered it. And now it's been submitted actually to the Juno Awards here in Canada. And we're now marketing and promoting it.
So tell me a little bit, when you said you looked out on the night, what? And I understand you're making a video that there's some images, but what things about Jane and Finch, about the area itself, came into your spirit as you were doing the lyrics?
Well, basically, like this, I usually say that Jane and Finch is like a first world ghetto versus a ghetto in Jamaica, which is a third world ghetto. In Canada, where there's certain things in place that will help those who are in need and poor and all of that. So that within itself is like the first world ghetto aspect. The third world ghetto, there's nothing to be had, you know what I'm saying? So and as it relates to Jane and Finch, there's a thing that persons, they feel that, there's a lot of negativity that goes on in Jane and Finch, and we're about upliftment and uplifting, and the idea came that we need to highlight something positive out of Jane and Finch. So the song, is a love song, but it also speaks on behalf of the woman who has, who's from Jane and Finch, but she has become successful because she's progressive and virtuous, right? And very concerned about her community. And she has become successful because she's very, very convicted towards, being successful. And she has become successful, and that's what the song focuses on, the success out of a place where nobody seemed to think that success can be achieved from. Saying, yeah,
Yeah, I
so
know what you
that's
understand what you mean about first world and third world, because every time on the news, when you hear the words Jane and Finch, they're always going to something where you see sirens or police lights. I can't remember where I've heard just a good story about things people are doing in Jane and Finch, for activities for the youth, or like what you're doing with focusing on a character and a person that's doing something positive.
Yeah, that's really what it's about, that we want to, change the script, and show positivity, and we want it to be exemplary in terms of the song, whereby persons from Jane and Finch will see that, hey, it's not about those police lights and the ambulance blaring and all these things that goes on, which connotates negativity,
Right. Hopelessness.
we want people to know that, hey, excuse me, if we work towards our objectives and our goal, it can be achieved. And this is what this woman is. She's a virtuous woman. She's a family woman, you know what I mean? Her husband is never in need as it relates to, her being there to make sure that he's okay at all times. She loves her children very much, and she cares for her children. And those attributes is passed on to the community, whereby, the community, she's heard of, she's talked about, she's other things that is about uplifting the community. She speaks to the children, she cares for the sick, the elderly, and she's also a very healthy person, healthy conscious person too, so there's focus on organic farming and all of those things that is positive. as we look on, the social network these days, you will see a lot of activities that is contrary to, moral high grounds. There's lewdness, and all these things that happens. She's opposite to that, and she's a she's certainly not in agreement with all of those things, but the system propagates it and promotes it, and so she will definitely be one to say, hey, this is not the way to go, right? Yeah, so yeah, that's a positive woman within this song. That's what we were able to create to highlight, the positive aspect of this particular community. And it's not just, she's everywhere. She's not only in Jane and Finch. She's in Jungle. She's in Mississauga. She's in Ajax. She's in the Caribbean. She's in America, South America, the world, the whole world over. She's there. She's Mama Earth. You know what I'm saying? She represents, as it relates to the moral high ground. And I think the world needs a lot more of that kind of presentation to the world, rather than what we see so much on your IG and your TikTok and those places.
Yeah, that seems to really point toward your purpose in life. And it also points to something that is very necessary because sometimes, when they look at the children being taken into the system are things that where only the negative images of a woman, particularly Black women, when that's the only thing people see, people make quick judgments and they say, oh, that's the way these people are. So I think you are bringing to forth in this song that we're going to hear a whole range of ways that this virtuous woman is seen, where you can find her and see her in different places in the world, not just Jane and Finch, but in Vancouver, in Kansas, in Texas, in South Africa. So we're going to listen to this journey, and then I'm going to ask you again. We have the three P's and a C. We're going to talk a bit more about how this relates to your purpose in life, how you see what you were brought here to do. So let's listen to this, Jane and Finch.
Hey, baby. Saw you from across the way, you know? Wow. You're so beautiful. Classy. So unique. Looks like you got it going on. Very special. Expensive way, she said, I saw me stay. Me chain and fin, up a chain and fin, up a chain and fin, she come from. Up a chain and fin, up a chain and fin, up a chain and fin, yeah. Exquisite to the limit, she attempt me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Surprise when she tell me, evidently, she have a Bentley. Come from chain and fin, but her bank book no empty. In fact, it plenty, money plenty. The money where she kept in a bank, the body style, the body class, the way she talk, the way she walk, the way she spark, yeah. She was one and she ask her lock, yeah. That's why she gone to California, yeah. And she says she have the big money like that, yeah. And she love off the rust of my liver, yeah, yeah. Up a chain and finch, she a done finch, she a done finch, she come up. Up a chain and finch, chain and finch, chain and finch, she come back. Up a chain and finch, chain and finch, chain and finch, she come back. Up a chain and finch, chain and finch, chain and finch, yeah. She have a head panar, full of a brain panar, expensive clothes panar, with pretty shoes panar. Success they with her, she said look over war, stay focused her, that's why she reached so far. Met her down a region park, yeah, yeah, that's where everything starts. Me and her start to talk. Sweet feelings of love start spark. Exquisite to the limit, she attempt me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Surprise when she tell me she's got so much class, so much style, versatile, beautiful smile, so unique, exquisite. Never done when we met at Regent Park. Love can spark. Yeah, 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 yeah.
We're back from Jane and Finch. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C. This morning on Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon, we are with Laser Current, amazing philosopher, musician with that project, Jane and Finch. The song talks about and reflects a lot of your purpose to make a change in the communications industry, to make a change in how people view people in what's called ghettos or inner city or urban areas. How do you see this as reflecting your purpose on this earth?
Well, you know, the singers and the players at Finchman shall be there. And we're really messengers in this time, or messengers, you know, as we say it in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our purpose is, I think, once you're spiritually connected, you know, the Most High will work through the vessel. And as artists and musicians, you know, we find that we are of great importance because we are listened to. So, you know, what we speak and transcend from our being is very, very important. You know, there are youngsters who loves music. You know, everyone loves music, and we are in a sense a guide to, you know, the next generation. So the music has to be positive, and we have to be exemplary to younger musicians too. Within what's going on, you know, like we see, you know, the system propagating a lot of things that is contrary to positive living, to moral high grounds. You know, we see that happening on a daily basis. And so we are within the mix of what is going on, the midst of what's going on. And so we're seeing all these things. And we know that, you know, life can be better. And so that's the reason why we sing songs that is pointing to a brighter way, a brighter light. You know, that's what we're here to do.
Who influenced you? You know, we know your name that some of your work is known under is Hal Dugan. And then what brought about the laser current that sounds electrical? Was there a particular person or situation that shifted you to the laser?
Well, it's a spiritual thing, and in a worldly sense, we know what a laser is, a laser beam. It, you can stay from one end and point it, maybe a mile, 2 miles, whatever. It's a light, and within a world of darkness, we need light,
Yes.
So laser, represent that the light and the current is like energy, so it's both energy, light and energy, current and lasers is an energy, a spiritual energy. And it is reflective of the work that I do, like I'm always focused on, community development, upliftment, just like the lady from Jane and Finch, that's how I am. And maybe
Okay.
that's the reason why the song, is the way it is, because it's reflecting who I am also, but only that I'm a man and she's a woman. And the woman is so important in this time, So, using her and having her as a reflect of high morality and all of that is a good thing, because like I said before, there's a lot of negativity that is so much a part of the world right now. That's all we see. Social network is a good thing. There's much that can be done that is positive, such as what we're doing right now, right? But it also, it is the ratio of positivity versus negativity is about a big a huge difference.
Right.
The negativity, is way more than the positivity. But that doesn't mean that the positivity is just gonna, fall down and don't do anything. We're here and we're gonna be pushing as much as possible. He who will hear, and he who will see. And they will always recognize the fact that it is better to see this light rather than the other light, because that one is not conducive to upliftment and development. It's just a negative kind of vibes that you look at it and you go, what good is that doing for the youngsters?
As you mentioned, the youngsters, I see this purpose connects to your role as a parent. What do you see as your purpose as a parent?
Well, sometimes I look at this and I say to myself, when I was a youngster and, my parents used to speak to me regarding certain things, because I was not grown and not having a full understanding of things, there were things that I was not unable to see. And because of that, I have to be a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? I have to be conscious of the fact that, okay, I know a positive way to go. I know the positive way to go. And I see the youngsters, diverting from that positive way. So, the idea is to, maybe form groups, whereby, we become a village and be able to develop the youngsters so that everywhere they turn, it's positivity that they're hearing. I wish it would be like that, but unfortunately, it is not so. But that's how I would like to see the thing going forward. so that the youngsters, you know, will grow up, you know, knowing that it is a positive way that they should be pursuing and following. You know, like I'm a father. I never grew up with a father. I never have a father. And so, you know, I've decided that it makes sense for me to be a father. So that has guided me, you know, the idea of me not having a father and knowing the difficulty and the loss of not having a father brings.
Yeah.
So, you know, I am being a father and I'm, you know, I'm there to, you know, guide and direct my children to the police. And it's up to everybody to do the same thing, you know, in a positive way.
Right. It's an important, a really vital purpose. And it's something not often seen. So many times they focus on the absence of the father. And you, in the musicians you're involved with, in the projects you take on, are example and proof that there are Black men involved with their children and, you know, seeing the value of teaching the values, showing the value of making them see that they are important to them, showing love. So it's just the through line in a lot of stories is this guy is in prison because he didn't have a father. Nobody cared about him. He's, you know, it's all this whole negative. And so I'm so happy through the song and through this discussion with you to hear the sincerity of your purpose and how you're not just talking about it in the music. You're actually doing it with your son and doing it with youngsters that you have a chance to speak to or, you know, do activities in the community with.
Yeah, definitely. It's important, you know, and, you know, I challenge all my peers, you know, to develop that kind of approach, you know, towards our youngsters, you know, the next generation. It's very, very important, vital.
We got a challenge out there, folks. And that brings us to thinking about the song of yours, Power to the People. As we get ready to hear that song, tell us a little bit about Power to the People.
Well, you know, this song, you know, was done by myself and Luciano, the messenger, right? And it's a song that's, you know, we have the power to make change. The people has the power to make change. And if we realize that and put it into action, then we can make positive change. Right, positive change. We can do that, and you know, we just got to be, you know, stay focused and support each other towards those goals. So that's what power of the people is, and power to the people. Power of the people is that, you know, which, hey, come on, we have the power.
Right,
we have the power. It's us who can make manifest, you know, the positive changes that is needed. So come on, let's do it. Let's do it, you know.
Okay, we need some power left on this morning. So let's hear that power of the people, power to the people, power of the people by Laser Current.
Right now the world gets out of hand. They talk about one world order, but it's this order we say. No, kick it,
I'm
Okay, I feel all powered up. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C. This morning, I have a fantastic guest that you've been hearing, the one and only Laser Current. You know, part of the power comes from a laser beam. Good morning, brother. Tell us about, there was a connection with one of your fellow musicians from Messenger in that song. Tell us a little about that.
Okay, so Luciano is not a messenger, but he is, he says he's a messenger.
Oh, okay.
A messenger, message from the Most High. So, you know, it's really coincidental, because as you know, I performed in a band called Messenger. You know, so and Luciano is the messenger. I don't know if you should know who Luciano is. Sweep over my soul.
Oh yeah.
Sweep over my soul. All right. Those sounds like that. And I mean, he's the one that we're speaking about right now.
Okay.
So you know, positive artists, internationally renowned artists. And it was a blessing for me to team up and link up with him to be able to do this song. The song that I wrote, and I introduced it to him via a CD, my unreleased album, right? Right now it's not released yet, it's being prepared to be released. But that's one of the songs that was on the CD that I presented to him. And I had other ideas as to what I would like for us to combinate and do. But he listened to the CD and then he came back and he says, Laser, the song that you're suggesting, you know, is a good one. But this song here is the one that we should combinate on.
Mm-hmm.
Shows a power of the people. And right. So it was, and it is.
So it's an interesting story, you know, about passion, because sometimes I ask people what they're passionate about and they don't have a clear idea. You know, they think passion is this anger that people encountering each other around things. But you speaking of passion from the heart and listening, when you described, he listened to what you had and then decided that there's a path that you could, you know, could take together that brought forth this powerful song.
It is a very powerful song. And yeah, you know, music is, you know, it's our life. You know, it is our life. And, you know, nothing else is as important to us as, you know, apart from the Most High, you know, and making sure families in good stance and all of that. You know, music is our work. And we're very passionate about it, especially when we're passionate about the development and the social aspect of our community. You know what I mean? We are certainly against the negatives, and we're focused on the positive. So we push, you know, positivity passionately.
One of the things that CJSF is known for and endeavors to do is to give self-produced artists where you mentioned you haven't released this, but it's a format for people to release, because typically the old way is a person would have to get an agent, a manager, pay all these people to get them where they can be heard. But as a college radio station, we look to finding people like yourself who are out there trying to bring forth something positive, working to involve other musicians, not have all the spotlight on you, but the spotlight on things that are really important in the community. So I'm happy that you were able to take time and come be with us this morning on CJSF on my Saluau. Speak up, listen up, act upon what you've heard. So that brings us from our three things in this new series of talking about your product, your purpose, and your passion, to asking, how do people connect with you?
Well, first of all, let me say that the song Power of the People is actually released. The album that it is a part of has not been released yet, but it is a single that's out there, and there's a video too, and it's all over the social network.
Okay.
And speak about how people can get in touch with me. You know, we're talking about, you know, Facebook. We're talking about IG. We're talking about Twitter. You know, I haven't really gone on to TikTok yet.
That's a whole other thing.
But yeah, if a person wants to get a hold of me, they can get a hold of me via those platforms.
Okay, so tell us the name. What's your handle?
Pardon me?
What I said, what's your handle? What's the connecting? What are the, you know, the letters? What's the specific thing? At
you know that once if persons want to see me in action, or you know, videos and all of those, all they got to do is go to YouTube and type in Laser Current
and spell that.
The same thing with IG, LazahCurrent. So the laser is spelled like you'd want to pronounce it, Laza, in an English way, right? But you know, we want to express it in a Jamaican way. So it is spelled LazaH. People would go Laza, right?
Right.
But it was actually taken from Lazer, which we're more familiar with. You know, with which the whole world is more familiar with.
Right.
Lazer, right? But you know, we wanted to make it more Jamaican, so we spelled it Lazah, and still pronounced it Laser instead of Laser.
Okay, and I want to make a comment about Zed, because we heard internationally, and in Canada, Z is pronounced Zed, so it would be Lazer or Lazer, depending on which country you are listening from.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
What is your Instagram handle?
The same thing, you know, once you go to Instagram, you know, it's just type in Laser Current and it will prompt you to my site, to where I'm at. You know, I think you're probably focusing on the URL, how to, you know,
yes,
reach me via that. But I kind of don't pay a lot of attention to that, due to the fact that, you know, once you type in the name, you'll be there.
Okay. A question or two I wanted to ask you. It sounded like with Jane and Finch, you're moving toward a movie. You said you videotaped a lot of scenes. Is this going to be a video?
Who knows what the future will bring? You know, but What we did, the song is gaining a lot of attention. A lot of people are recognizing the fact that, hey, this is a big song. You know, it is speaking on a subject matter that is of great importance. And it's well melodized, and it has a sound that, you know, like when I sang the song to an artist friend of mine, and I looked at the guy, right, his arms was filled with those little bumps, you know, like we call those, right? Yeah, because the song meant so much and the melody meant so much to him, right? And that was the reaction, you know. So you know, what we're doing, we're trying to, particularly for the website, you know, we did the video shooting of me driving around and talking about, you know, the virtuousness of this woman and what she represents. And we did it through Jane and Finch. And the person who did it is, you know, is a part of my team, actually. And you know, he has good equipment. So he has his drone and you know, he has his camera. And so we went and we did it while I'm driving, and also, you know, we did some drone shots too. We've decided that maybe some of those footage can be used for a video when, you know, are inserted within the video, but we haven't really done the video yet. Right? That is definitely going to happen. The song has just been released about 3 weeks to a month ago.
Right.
So, you know, we have a lot of ways to go, you know, to really get it fully out there with videos and all of that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, who knows? Maybe people in our audience out in CJSF land might say, hey, I got a camera. Hey, I'd love to produce this for the big screen because I'm seeing a movie, you know. I'm seeing the feeling like of this next song of yours that we're going to hear, that it's intended. It contributes to letting there be peace. Letting there be peace on earth, letting there be peace in your spirit, letting there be peace, just showing a prototype of people working together. Because again, the dark side of the media tends to gravitate toward when there's a falling out between artists or there's a shooting. But just what you've described, the harmony of people working together, one person hearing your idea, hitting it back across the court is, hey, you know, you've got strings, I've got song, I've got voice, I've got drums, I've got a car, we've got a camera. I just see harmony and peace being reflected not only in this song, but in the way you've talked about creating the Jane Finch Project. It's his project. It's beyond. It's beyond this recording. I'm seeing it on the screen. Okay, let's hear Let There Be Peace.
Yes, I. Slossie, I. All we want is some peace around the world. Yeah, 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 yes. Ah. Equal rights and justice. The drums are rumbling, rumbling in the distance, ay, and you can hear it. The drums are rumbling, rumbling through the wind. Victims of war so mournful, children cry desperately, yes. In the gentle, peaceful twilight, clouds are gathering. On the rooftops, through the trees, war is the disease. Then I behold the purple pink horizon. Reindeer see the red eyes of the bees. Why can't there be peace? Peace on the earth. Peace on the earth. Let all people sing. Justice must be first. 'Cause we already know that war is a curse. And why can't there be peace? Peace on the earth. Peace on the earth.
Peace, universal, heralded by the angels, have become even more necessary to mankind than ever before. The alternatives confronting governments of today are no longer peace or war, but peace or the annihilation and complete doom of mankind. Therefore, it's the responsibility of people and leaders throughout the world to pray and work hard for the preservation of world peace.
Helpless people are weeping. The wind of war is brutal as it soars over land and shores. Yes, from the humble bumblebees out to the great waves in the seas. Ay, they know the roar, they've heard it before. Have you ever heard a planet screaming? Is there no sunshine now? on the earth, peace on the earth. Let every people sing, justice must be first. Cause we already know that war is a curse. And why can't there be peace? Peace on the earth, peace on the earth. Okay, let there be peace, worldwide peace. People are crying, justice and peace. Let there be peace, worldwide peace. Mother Nature is sighing, sighing for peace. Let there be peace, worldwide peace. People are dying, dying for peace. Let there be peace, justice and peace. People are sighing, sighing for peace. Let there be peace, worldwide peace. Mother Nature is crying, crying for peace. Let there be peace, worldwide peace.
Well, now we have heard our guest, Laser Current, talk about the process, talk about his passion, talk about working with others to make his purpose be more than just about himself, and his purpose being to shine a light on how people in areas that have been called urban or ghetto, et cetera, how people are working together, how not only this woman, but the woman in the story, Janian Finch, represents what many other women are doing. It makes perhaps an interest in people and say, let's see more of that. Let's see more of that. Give us more of that. So thank you for that, taking time to talk with me this morning, for being part of our Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard. Act upon what you've heard when you hear these songs this morning, folks.
Yeah, definitely so. Peace is what the world is, you know, should be more focused on. But isn't it amazing, you know, from as long as we can remember, you know, there's always this conflict between, you know, peace and war.
Right.
And I guess it's the minds of men, you know, and power hungry, whatever the case might be, you know, it's all about being in control and all of that. But all the rest of men want money, some peace. So, you know, we just want to, you know, be able to, you know, plant our food and farm. And if we have to go into the mountains, then we're in the mountains and looking down in the seas or whatever, you know what I mean? The love of Mama Earth is so overwhelming, you know what I mean? That those things that they are worried about and fighting about, you know, they never had it unless Mama Earth was, you know, being the type of person that she is, giving. So, you know, one should recognize that fact and not just be gravelicious and taking from Mama Earth and not giving back. We love life and we love Mama. So we cherish her and we raise her on a pinnacle, you know, because she's that important.
Yes, that's such an important message for us to take to heart and to work and act upon as we go through the following days, the coming days, being the agents of peace, the agents of truth, and bringing up, as you are, bringing up another generation that has hope on this earth rather than just despair. And so I thank you for sharing that with us, and look forward to hearing and seeing that song on big stages everywhere. Look forward to hearing it on the awards programs internationally in Canada and beyond. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
This is Charlotte Prell, your own Sister C, saying thank you for taking time to stop in and listen to us speak up, listening to us so that you could act upon what you have heard. We're welcoming other people, writers, musicians, to share with me what your three P's and a C are. So you can reach me by email at iamsisterc@gmail.com, because I am Sister C. And when people ask me what time it is, not only do I say it's 10 o'clock for the time my show comes on Friday, but it's always love time, poem time.
Love time, poem time. Love time, poem time. Love time, poem time. Time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time. Time for poems, poets and singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Poem time, love time. Time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace. Rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words. Place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem. Love time, love time, poem time. Times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Times for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, poem time. Love time, time for poems, poets, singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time, poem time, love